country. So country internet radio as we launch the long and the short of it with Rick David. The financial opinions and recommendations of Rick David are wholly those of Rick David and not those of ICP Securities. And our advice to consult our own financial advisors for any financial advice. Rick David, hello, how are you today?
Very good, Dennis. Another beautiful day here in the Okanagan.
I think so, yeah. Well, we're set to go, and of course, this is the time of year when people get, you know, have a lot of questions to ask about financial matters. And we had quite a few come in earlier, so we're going to go with that today. Very good. We actually debuted this in office, and we'll be bringing you this show both on the road and from the office. From Rick David Financial. First of all, Rick, let's just talk about, in general, what are the basic questions you get, especially this time of year, then?
Oh, I would say one of the most common questions, Dennis, is what is better? Where should I invest in my tax-free savings account or in my RRSP? That's a really, really common question. That really just comes down to each individual situation, whether someone needs to write off an RRSP contribution or whether they don't. And investments that can be purchased in both different plans are pretty much the same. So it doesn't really matter which one you invest in, but rather than whether you need the write-off or not.
I guess people come to you from financial institutions, too, about moving money. We'll talk about some of these things. We're just getting into it. You're listening to The Long and the Short of It on So Country with Rick David. And what has been written in, Donna from Okanagan Falls, she listens to this station regularly. Thank you, Donna. Rick, she's asking you here, what's the difference between TFSA and the RRSP? I guess she would just like a breakdown of the two of them.
Well, Donna, like I mentioned, it was one of the questions that I get asked a lot about. Basically, there are some similarities to them and some differences, the biggest one being, obviously, whether you need that write-off. But not exactly known by many people is the number of investments that you can have in your tax-free is exactly the same as what you can have in your RRSP. So it just depends on each individual circumstance, whether you're looking for some growth or whether you're looking for some income, what level of risk you're looking for in your portfolio or you're comfortable with. Basically, they're both vehicles that we can use to save for retirement. One of the other things about the tax-free savings account, obviously, is that any income earned in the tax-free savings account and your principal are not taxable on withdrawal. Whether when you're with an RRSP, obviously, that withdrawal is taxable.
I guess what people are trying to think of too, Rick, is how much they can get cut back on their income tax, and I guess that's not always with TSFAs and with RRSPs, but there's always these little hooks and loopholes of ways that you can knock your gross income down to try and get more money back from income tax or kind of work it that way, and that's a little bit tricky too at times, isn't it?
Well, one of the things too with the RRSP, most people that are salaried, if they don't have any sort of group benefits plan or a pension plan, that's about the only write-off they really can get. Where a small business owner or someone who's self-employed can have a number of different write-offs from a number of different sources. So that's a big difference there. But a salaried employee, it gets a little tough to find a way to sort of save some money on taxes.
Very good. Thank you. If you'd like to call into the station, you can at 778-476-1674. It is best to email in this case because it gives Rick time to properly research and get the answers out there. I mean, he can pull it off the tip of his tongue or off the top of his head, but of course, there's a lot of things that you can research when it comes to anything with financial, so he can dig into that fairly deep for you today. So, from Dave in Princeton, what investments are guaranteed, if any, Rick?
Oh, that's a good question, Dave. Really, when it comes to guaranteed, I guess the number one guarantee is when we think of GICs or term deposits, and they're guaranteed by the Canadian Deposit and Insurance Corporation. And so they're available at your major financial institutions. The credit unions of British Columbia also have a guarantee of their own, which is guaranteed by the provincial government here in BC. So a little bit different there. There's $100,000 of a guarantee per account per institution. So if a person has actually more than $100,000 in that account, in a GIC or a savings account, anything over the $100,000 is not actually guaranteed. So that's just one common mistake I do see when I'm looking at folks' situation that they've got, they're looking for that guarantee and they've actually got more money in that account than is guaranteed.
Always high risk, low risk. I know there's always questions about that too. I guess it's a little bit unnerving for people too if they've never invested before, Rick, and they want to do it for the first time.
Yeah, that really is something, and the whole industry is built on people saving for retirement or saving for whatever, but what really is the difference is that the education, the understanding of how these different financial products work, how basically can be really, really daunting for some people, and then you've got other folks that are in business and they're making financial decisions every day. Obviously, they're much more comfortable doing that. So for each person, it's a little bit different in how they want to sort of save to retirement.
I guess it's kind of hard to read people too, Rick, because you don't know. Sometimes I guess you don't know a whole lot about them, but you try and I guess by just listening to the way they talk and the way they've handled their finances in the past, you can gauge a little bit that way, because you are doing that. You have to, as a financial planner, you have to really kind of know where people are coming from.
Yeah, well, first thing that I do is a sort of a fact finding and finding out, basically what they're looking for, where they're at, what they've done in the past, what they're comfortable with. So a person can sort of get an understanding of their investment background on one hand, and then their savings rate. And one of the biggest things that people, I think it's almost a pitfall, is I think you really got to save before you can invest, and that understanding of how to save can really really gives you a good foundation and when you begin to invest. So that's one thing that I find is that people probably try and look for investments before they've really got much in savings as far as for an emergency or anything like that.
Almost like a generation gone when it comes to saving money. Well, thank you, Rick. We'll come right back. You're listening to The Long and the Short of It as we debut here on So Country. Back right after this message.
When it's time to get serious about how to invest, your first step should be a visit to Rick David at IPC Securities in Penticton's City Center building. The first thing Rick does is discuss and define your specific financial goals and needs. That first session will last about half an hour and won't be intimidating. Together, you'll create a plan that allocates capital, reduces equity market, and is inexpensive to operate. The final design will consist of investment solutions that will help you reach your financial goals for the short and the long term. In our modern age of high-speed technology, it's not hard to keep track of business transactions happening anywhere in the world. With daily fluctuations and, more importantly, what that means for your investments, it just makes good sense to have sound professional advice. Get the long and short of it with someone who's close by and knows the local market just as much as the international one. Rick David is just a phone call or email away. Set up an appointment, IPC Securities Corporation in Penticton. Rick David, your investment advisor in the 200 block of downtown Penticton, second floor of the City Center building.
Now, if that voice sounds familiar, it is. That's the voice of Raina Dawn Lutz. It comes to us here on Mondays, and she's a commercial fill-in for us. You're listening to The Long and the Short of It on So Country. Rick David getting comfortable here in our So Country studios in the Adidas Sportsplex and talking about finances. And I think we're going to go right back to the phone line. Actually, we're going to go back to our list here. If you want to ask questions, you can email them to us at info@socountry.ca, financial questions. We were just touching on risky, and George in Summerland says just that, except we're looking at bonds this time around, Rick. Bonds, are they risky in your opinion?
Well, that's a great question again, George. Like there's so many different bond type products, and that's why that question